Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we're really happy to bring this program to you. But if we're going to make a difference, we got to do more than just have it here. It's got to go to people who haven't made up their mind, don't really understand politics, or are hopelessly liberal and need to be confronted with the ramifications of their bad choices. So please share far and wide. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma spray 5 times a day in one setting is maintenance dose, but you can use it as often as you want because it's natural. Now, it doesn't cure anything. It boosts your immune system. And it does it by increasing and enhancing the vitamin C receptors, the nuclear receptors. It's really good for longevity because it enhances telomere production. It's a great, great source of healing. Now, I've used this to come back from the dead, so to speak. I mean, this product I feel helped give me my life back, and I hope it will do the same for you. I recommend that you go to iwantmyhealthback.com. Slash Dave Hodges. I want my health back.com slash Dave Hodges. Well, something very disturbing has taken place. Very disturbing. The FCC, and it's headed by a hopeless liberal. I mean, she is so far to the left. She makes Ocasio-Cortez look civilized and reasonable. But she led a group of three FCC people in a 3-2 vote to give George Soros the illegal and unconstitutional right to purchase 200 radio stations here in America just before the election. Now, what makes this matter even worse is it's being done with foreign investor money, illegal, not allowed. But let's step aside and let's review Act Blue for a second. It's the same thing. George Soros has his hands all over this as well, too. If a Democrat donates $25 to Kamala Harris, they're going to come in and they're going to put tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in the name of that donor that's publicly available at the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, and they're going to boost up the Democratic donations by doing this. It's totally illegal. But who's going to investigate when Merrick Garland is your AG and he and Christopher Wray have weaponized the entire Department of Justice and the FBI? Nobody. Now, stepping back into the story, I think you can see nothing is going to happen to these people. They're breaking the law. Now, if the Republican Party was worth a damn, and they had good people running it and managing Trump's campaign properly, which they are not. I'm voting for Trump, by the way, but I think the handling of his campaign has been substandard at best. And they should be suing over this issue alone because it violates several FCC regulations, particularly about foreign investment, and then bypassing another procedure, which is to examine the backgrounds and assess the national security threat of any investors. And that hasn't been done either. So this is going to really put the election in jeopardy because the middle of the road people that are apolitical and don't pay attention to what's going on, they're going to be inundated with this nonsense, inundated with propaganda. Oh, a new way forward with no details. No plan of action, but because they're apolitical, they'll be swayed by the emotionality. This is so illegal. And why isn't the Republican Party speaking out? Why aren't they suing the FCC for this action? Because they're clearly violating the law. We'll have to wait and see what happens on this, but this is typical George Soros. By the way, if you want to know why the late, great Art Bell was taken off the air, he signed an agreement with Premiere, and Premiere was bought up by Clear Channel, George Soros. And then they started to censor his content, and he said, nope, I'm walking away. Same person, same MO, same illegalities. And in fact, the person who really started all this was Bill Clinton in 1996 by executive order, totally illegal. He said that we're going to countermand the regulations governing FCC ownership of TV, radio, and newspaper. It used to be if you owned one entity in a metropolitan area, like a newspaper, you could not own a TV station or a radio station. If you owned a TV station, you couldn't own radio or newspaper. But that changed in 1996, where we had 150 players in the media business. That when that changed, and people like George Soros came in and started buying up stuff, today we have six corporations that control 98% of the media. This is really going to hurt Donald Trump's chances of getting elected. And I think that we need to direct communications to our representatives, if they are GOP, and tell them, hey, we need to launch a lawsuit. The Trump campaign could do that now, but it's endemic of the entire GOP. The GOP is not as bad as the Democrats, but they have been infiltrated. In Arizona, in my home state, as I reported earlier, Jeff DeWitt, the former head of the Republican Party, offered Carrie Lake millions in bribes to not run for the Senate office against far left Ruben Gallego. He should have gone to prison. He didn't. Why? Because our DOJ and FBI are compromised. When Carrie Lake was running for governor, Bill Gates, Maricopa County chairman of the Board of Supervisors, and Stephen Reicher, the head of the elections, county clerk and recorder and head of elections, they took out a PAC against all America First candidates, including Carrie Lake. They were both GOP. This is how much the GOP has been infiltrated. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that they haven't responded to the FCC's double illegal violations. I mean, they violated the law in two parts, as I've commented here. But in addition, we just see no leadership. They make sample statements like, let's go out and monitor the ballot boxes. What are they really doing to ensure election integrity? Are they compromised too? In Arizona, they are. But is that true nationally? It's a good question, isn't it? Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems, real solutions. And this is why we're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there.